presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
BBC News World.
March 29, 5 o'clock America, New York. Russia-Ukraine War. Abramovich spotted in Istanbul peace talks. The Russian billionaire was seen as the talks began, following reports that he suffered poisoning symptoms.
New York Times World News.
March 29, 5 o'clock America, New York. Desperate for cash, Afghans toil in mines that are deadlier than ever. Faced with life-threatening hunger, thousands labor in the coal mines of Boglan. But safety measures that the former government once provided are gone.
New York Times World News.
March 29, 5 o'clock America, New York. Farhana Yamin's journey from climate summits to street protests. After a high-profile career as an international lawyer and negotiator, Farhana Yamin decided, "We cannot rely on lawyers and diplomats alone." Farhana Yamin, one of the architects of the Paris Climate Agreement, at a protest in London in 2019.
Mirror World News.
March 29, 4:58 America, New York. Wife of Brit millionaire killed in hotel robbery describes moment her world imploded. Matthew Gibbard was on the holiday of a lifetime with his family when they were ambushed by an armed gang who followed them from the airport and was fatally shot in the chaos.
Mirror World News.
March 29, 4:49 America, New York. Worst to come from Putin after peace talk delegates poisoned, expert warns. Professor Michael Osterholm has warned Western leaders to bolster their preparations for a biological and chemical attack after Roman Abramovich and two members of the Ukraine peace talks were allegedly poisoned.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
March 29, 3:55 America, New York, Abramovich seen at Ukraine peace talks after allegations he was poisoned. Roman Abramovich has been seen at peace talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Istanbul. Roman Abramovich in Turkey at Ukraine, Russia peace talks.
WorldCBSNews.com.
March 29, 3:36 America, New York, former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on NATO summit. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster joins CBS Mornings to discuss the latest on the Russia-Ukraine war and NATO's announcement it will double its troop presence on its borders with Ukraine.
WorldCBSNews.com.
March 29, 3:30 America, New York. American soldier joins Ukrainian military in fight against Russia. Thousands of Americans have traveled to Ukraine to help in the fight against Russia's invasion. CBS News' Deborah Pata spoke with Cincinnati native Alex Kalemba in the underground bunker he currently calls home.
WorldCBSNews.com.
March 29, 3:26 America, New York, Orlando Bloom meets with Ukrainian refugees. Orlando Bloom visited refugee centers in Moldova, which shares a border with Ukraine. Bloom's visit is part of his efforts with UNICEF.
BBC News World. March 29, 3:03 America, New York, Ukraine, sheltering with monks in a Romanian monastery. The Ukrainian family who found shelter in an unlikely place after fleeing Kharkiv.
New York Times World News.
March 29, 3 o'clock America, New York, a brutal Russian playbook reapplied in Ukraine. The besieging of cities, the deliberate targeting of civilians, they are the tactics Russia used before, in Grozny. I saw it firsthand.
Fox World News. March 29, 2:54 America, New York, Ukrainian intelligence releases names of more than 600 alleged Russian spies. Ukraine's Defense Intelligence Ministry released a list of more than 600 alleged Russian spies working in Europe in an apparent attempt to burn them and weaken Russia's intelligence operations across the continent.
Time.
March 29, 2:52 America, New York, why Bongbong Marcos, a Philippine dictator's son, leads the race for the presidency. On February 25, 1986, hundreds of thousands of Filipinos, from nuns to office workers, occupied one of the Philippine capital's main arteries, the culmination of a four-day mass protest dubbed the People Power Revolution. It was unlike anything Asia, or the world, had seen before.
Washington Post World.
March 29, 2:08 America, New York. Many in Mideast see hypocrisy in Western embrace of Ukraine. Western countries have invoked international law within days of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.